Anya Murray this week. Those delicious autumn treats, brambles and blackberries.
Blackberries. One of my favourite things about August and September is blackberries. As I amble down the little Boreen, picking and eating blackberries as I go, my pace is slowed and I find myself completely absorbed in the hedges at hand. Focusing in like this, I seem to notice so much more. A peacock butterfly sunning itself on the beautiful blue wildflowers. A fuzzy ginger carder bee. Winged beauties that would have escaped my gaze if not for the blackberries. When the blackberries are out, my 20-minute walk to the river always takes far longer than it should. Blackberries are so abundant and nutritious, it's hardly surprising that they were a major part of our ancient ancestors' diet. In the days before sugar was a commodity, I'm sure they would have been particularly celebrated for their sweetness. Archaeologists have found blackberry remains in the excavated homes of the earliest people here, right back in Neolithic times. There's a tradition that blackberries shouldn't be gathered after the 10th of October, as this is the day that the Pooka na Smer visits the blackberries. A Pooka is a mischievous changeling with the power to create or destroy. Smer is one of the Irish words for blackberries, so Pooka na Smer is the changeling fairy who's said to spoil the blackberries on October the 10th. But apart from producing delicious blackberries, bramble is a valuable plant in other ways too. It has antiseptic and antifungal properties, so it features strongly in the traditional herbal apothecaries. Different preparations and parts of the plant have been used for eons to treat all manner of ailments. It's used as a poultice to reduce swelling, and a tea made from its leaves can help treat colds, coughs, and sore throats. And bramble can be used to make dyes too. Black dye is made from bramble roots. And not only was this used for dyeing cloth, a black hair dye could be concocted from the leaves and the roots. Once stripped of their thorns, the long, supple stems were also used to weave baskets and bee skeps. Anyone who has ever ventured out into a wild wood knows that bramble sends out long stems with sharp, spiky spines. It's these stems that make bramble so successful at colonising new ground. We tend to think of plants as being fairly immobile, but bramble can travel at incredible speed for a plant. The stems grow at a rate of 2 inches a day, exploring new territory by waving the tip of each shoot from side to side, scoping out the best direction to travel forth. No matter how patiently you watch for this, you won't see it for yourself, but time-lapse photography shows the movement well. The backward-pointing spines are there to help them grip onto the plants and stone walls that they're clambering over. The stems put down rootlets wherever they touch the ground, allowing them to take up nutrients to continue on their pioneering pathway. This rapidly spreading habit is their strategy to reclaim territory for wild woodlands. When brambles take over a patch of ground, they act like a nursery, protecting tree saplings that would otherwise be nibbled at by grazing animals. So brambles are essential allies for rewilding. Truly wild, deciduous woodlands would eventually emerge from the thorny protection of brambles. In the absence of grazing animals or human hand, the broadleaf woodlands are the natural climax vegetation of most of the island of Ireland. The way that brambles send out shoots that then put down roots is a form of asexual reproduction, an ability that's given rise to more than 80 different microspecies of bramble. When one individual plant produces a lot of genetically identical plants, mutations tend to persist, and in time they form a new microspecies. If you're a keen gatherer of blackberries, you will have noticed that some have oddly shaped fruits. And the same odd shape is repeated throughout the blackberry bushes nearby. This is because these plants are all genetically identical. With so much of it about, it's just as well that brambles are great for wildlife too. Bramble flowers freely offer up their pollen to bees, butterflies and hoverflies. Badgers and field mice feast on blackberries. Blackbirds and others all make good use of the abundance. September is certainly a month when nature is at its most generous. To share in the blackberry bounty, you can leave your purse behind. There's still plenty of time before Pooka na Smer gets there.